Today we'll be'ez Hashem be learning Daf Lamed Vav Masech Deserevin. The topics we'll discuss include: the Daf begins with three suggestions about how to resolve a seeming contradiction in Rabbi Yosi's approach to a case of Suffik by Erev and Tfilah by Mikvah. The Gemara goes on to clarify several issues about the opinions of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir related to a Suffik Erev, including cases where the Erev food has no chazaka. It gets mixed with a Truma Tamei loaf of bread, and the case where it is designated as Kodesh for either Friday or Shabbos. The Mishnah Amud Beis and Gemara that follows discuss the concept of Breira, specifically in the context of allowing an Erev to take effect retroactively on Friday based on where he will want his Erev to be on Shabbos. Some of the key terms and concepts we will learn about include Yesh Lo Ikar Min HaTorah. While some Dinim D'Rabbanan are completely conceived of by the Chacham, others are extensions of Dinim D'Oraisa, and we therefore sometimes rule more stringently in cases of doubt. Dimua is when regular fruit gets mixed with truma and may not be eaten by a non-kohen, or gets mixed with tevel and may not be eaten even by a kohen. Soif hayom oy tchilas hayom kohen erev is the discussion whether an erev takes effect at the last moment of Friday before Shabbos starts, or the very first moment of Shabbos. Breira is the idea that something can be put into effect on the condition of an as-of-yet unpredictable outcome. There is a machlokes tanoim and amiram whether something that relies on Breira is valid.